Martin Luther King speaking April 3rd, 1968. Within 24 hours, he would be dead, assassinated on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel, April 4th, 1968. Today is the federal holiday that honors him. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Tammy Warnoff, Libby Rainey, Sam Alkoff, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, Sharina Nadura, Tamari Astudio, Adriano Contreras, and Maria Taracena. Mike DeFilippo and Miguel Nogueira are our engineers. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Julie Crosby, Miriam Barnard, Hugh Grand, David Prude, Vesta Godarz, and Carl Marxer. And to our camera crew, John Randolph, Karen Krug-Meadows, Anna Osbeck, and Matt Ely. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Coming at ya! Right into your brain. Yes. This guy right here. Look at him. Zombo in your brain. In your brain. In your brain. And that was the Hicksons where the junk keeps piling up. Today is, look at that calendar, January the 16th, 2026. More than halfway through January. And muscling through another month and a half, and then nice weather be here. All right? It's like giving you these bright things, so you always need to look forward to something, right? Everybody always needs to look forward to something. And that is why so many people croak after Christmas. You know, it's just due to the fact that, you know, oh, one more Christmas, and then Christmas is over, and then they don't have anything to look forward till next Christmas, and then that's too much hassle. Yeah, isn't that crazy? They said that's one of the times where a lot of people just cash out, you know, after the holidays. But man, that's so bizarre. You should always have something to look forward to. Like this radio show. That's a nice thing to look forward to on Fridays. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, sure, I'm going to yell at you a bit. Sure, I'm going to play some fun. Because today, it's the second quarter of 2025, my finest music finds of 2025. So, what I do is I recap the whole year in four shows. Last week, we did the first 3 months of 2025. This is the second, and then we'll do third and fourth, and then we're going to get into the seven deadly sins. So I got about a dozen shows lined up for you guys, and that is such a relief. So, like I'm saying, so I got the music, and I'm thinking. I'm always thinking, and that's a dual-edged sword, because I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I'm reinforcing the people the muscle, the like-minded people the muscle. That's basically. And when you think about it, it's really not a lot different than like what people do when they go to church, right? They go to church and they get their beliefs reinforced. They get their beliefs reinforced. And that is bizarre. You're not going to change anybody's mind. Nobody. Nobody changes their mind. And that's why they start indoctrination early. That's why I should start Zombo Preschool. That is correct. A radio show for toddlers, 3 to 6 years old. Because once you get past the 6 and 7 year, 9 at the latest, maybe 11. 9, 11, definitely pre-puberty. All your values are set. You're formed. Your mindset is there, and you're going to be that person the rest of your life, unless something catastrophic happens to you and it changes you. And then you end up being really messed up because you get the PTSD, right? Then you're messed up from the thing that changed you. It's crazy. It is crazy. What is this stuff? What is this crazy stuff they call life? It is quite a wondrous ride, is it not? It's a fascinating ride. And, you know, we're going to go through dark stuff. It's going to get better. And there's going to be more dark stuff. it's like a roller coaster. So you just, you buckle up and you hang on and you enjoy the ride. Ride ain't all that long. Ride ain't all that long, friends. So you got to enjoy it. It is like a poop sandwich, right? You got to eat it. Not very pleasant. But yeah, you got to eat it. Yeah, there you go, man. How's that for an analogy? My scatological analogies. That's maybe the show should be called Scatological Analogies. How are you? That is nice. I'm glad you are where you are right now. And we're just going to hang out. We're going to play new music that was discovered, and it could be like new music, new old music, reissue stuff, or just stuff that I was given to me. You know, that's nice. And I save it up and I play it for you in these four radio shows every year. Boy, oh boy. It's something, ain't it? You want some more music? Because I got good stuff for you. I got good stuff. I always got good stuff for you. But like I'm saying, I'm on here, and somebody goes, why do you always do this? Why do you always do this? Why can't you just be like other DJs, play music, make some dumb jokes, you know, or don't make any jokes, read your PSAs, because that's the way I'm wired. All right, let's see what happens. Nothing. All right, cool. Let's get back into music. Chop, 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 an Iggy Pop bootleg reissue. Love this tune. Dig in. In Your Brain, RCT.
Well, unexpected man. Woe betide you if you wander from God's plan. Square shouldered, straight as a die. The righteous truth can never tell you no lies. But when the old sun goes down, he's heading off up the wrong side of town. Eyes sparkle in the red light glow. Trouser pockets, he's all ready to go. Church, capital punishment. He wants to bring back the budge. Of course he does. Cause when that old sun go down, he's heading off up the wrong side of town. Eyes sparkle in the red light glow. Trouser pockets, he's ready to go.
Still puts out some nice stuff. Madness. That is correct, Madness. Reissue of Can't Touch This, which came out, I think, about 2020 or whatever. They have another new album out, though. You're going to hear that a little later on, like in about 2 or 3 weeks. Mr. Apples. Wow. And then before that, we heard Twitchy by Rene Hall Orchestra. And the set started off with Chop, Chop, Chop by Iggy Pop. And Zombo, right in your brain, bringing you some joy. Bringing you some music, bringing you some chuckles, I guess. I don't know if you chuckle or not. I chuckle. I do the show to crack me up. Yeah. So it's a fascinating thing, isn't it? It really is. Now the other thing is sometimes I give you information, like the poison control hotline. You know, let's see what we got here. Have you mixed up your pain meds? I don't know, with your allergy meds. So now. You're allergic to headaches. I don't know if you mix them up with your sleep meds, so you sleep right through your headache too. I don't know. We'll call the poison all out if you took them all. You know, the mistaken one. The one they all look the same. And so many people are on pills. So bizarre. You know, has your child swallowed cleaning? What kind of parent are you if your kid's going to swallow cleaning products, a chip of paint, or a wild mushroom? You know, that's more on you. Hey, they should be calling child services on you rather than the poison hotline. You know, oh my gosh, I left this toxic cleaning product near the baby crib, and he thought it was and unfortunately, how did it accidentally put a nipple on that ammonia? Son of a gun! Oops. What's that number? 1-800-222-1222. Whew! That was a close one. That was a close one. You've been bitten by spiders. You get the weird, sometimes you wake up and you get this weird bite. You know, just call the poison hotline, all right? You know, like those two dots on your neck. I wake up with that all the time. Never really call the poison hotline, though. Nah, they go away in a little bit. And so playing new music from 2025, hanging out with you guys, and just enjoying the wild ride, eh? Some dark times. And then I got to thinking, you know, and rightfully so, because I'm thinking, oh, no, we're just discovering that, you know, there's a real dark side to this guy. And it's not even so much that, you know, the government, it's just finding out a lot of people, you know, are just pretty dastardly and just not very nice people. That's the thing that kind of gets me. It's like some old granny. It's like, wow, that old granny. Wow, what a racist. Or this Yinzer dude. Like, man, hey, Yinzer dude's got a lot of hatred. You know, it kind of brought a lot of that to the... I kind of liked it better when we just kind of all, you know, didn't, you know... If somebody had some nasty stuff to it, they just kept it to themselves. Now they kind of like feel that they can kind of, you know, that they're speaking their mind. You know, if you got something crummy to say and you're speaking your mind... Maybe that ain't so good of a thing. Mm-hmm. And it's strange. It is like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you know, because it's just like, oh, wow, okay. And I'll be honest with you. I am starting to be diligent on my own end. And you can be too. So simple things. If I see a bumper sticker, that like a Confederate flag or something, I'm not letting them get in front of me in traffic. I'm not going to do that. They can turn their brights on and off. I did this once. This guy followed me home. I'm like, dude, I wouldn't pull up in my driveway if I were you. You know? But he followed me home because I wouldn't let him in traffic. Yeah, that's how crazy people are. You know? That was a while ago, so he didn't murder me. But that people have nothing better to do. Or if I'll see, like, you know, can you reach that for me at the grocery store? Oh, who'd you vote for, Granny? Oh, I'm sorry. You use your rugged individualism to get that box of Mucilix off the up the top shelf there. I'm not helping you. Help yourself. You know, that's someone say, hey, how you doing? Just walking down the street. Who'd you vote for? So what do you think about this and that and the other? And then I don't know. I have this kind of hate relationship with human beings. The human race has an immense amount of potential. But if you look at the most basic things, we have enough food to feed everybody all the time, and yet we do not. You know, I saw a crazy clip online, and this goes back into, like, I think the 70s. Richard Pryor was on the Johnny Carson show, and I don't even know how he came across that. And there was a journalist in Cleveland that I really kind of admired growing up. Her name was Dorothy Fulltime. And she was like, you know, do the editorials. She spoke up against the Kent State shootings. You know, you thought, here's, you know, a pretty right-minded person, you know? And she goes on Johnny Carson, and she starts talking about how nobody goes hungry in the United States. And Richard Pryor, it was pretty amazing. Richard Pryor was quite a dude. He very, very respectfully just laid it all out. And, you know, this old lady that just kind of lived in a bubble and just didn't ever see starving people on the street, talked to somebody who lived the life and was around those folks. And that's the other thing you don't see on TV anymore. It's stuff like that, where it's a lesson, like shows like All in the Family or this and that, where those shows taught people things. It taught people that, you know, racism's kind of bad. It's kind of funny when you think about it, but they teach you things, even if you get older. And it's so hard to learn, lessons when you get older. I don't know why the brain doesn't take it. But if you look now at the sitcoms, like Two and a Half Men, and it's all like dirty jokes and all mean-spirited comedy. There's really no, like, what they call morality plays. You don't see any, even if you look at the movies. The most you're going to get is the good guy winning a superhero thing. And that's pretty thin. But I don't know what goes on in people's churches, but I don't think anybody's really learning anything how to be a nicer person. Listen to this show. You'll be nicer. But I tell you, there's two kinds of people in the world, and it's best to avoid them both. The guy who looked like me. I love this tune. Another thing I just stumbled across this year. Big Shorty and the Pile Drivers. The guy who looks like me. RCT. In your brain.
Changed and rearranged by a guy who looks like me. Now, what he'd do is leave an IOU nearly everywhere he'd go. He'd sign my name and I'd get the blame for every cent he'd owe. Well, I ain't poor, but I sure ain't rich, and every cotton-picking cent I had went down the drain to pay his bills, and I was getting mad. Where is the guy that looks like me? He won't ever let me be. Why don't he quit bugging me, that doggone guy that looks like me? Now, the other day I was on my way to pay a bill downtown. I chanced to meet a man on the street who commenced to knock me down. He cussed and cried and tanned my hide and he hit me over the head. He says, listen, pal, stay away from my gal or I'll fill you full of lead. Man, what he had in his hand wasn't no kitty-type toy. Though I ain't one to be afraid of a gun, I admit I don't like the noise. So black and blue and busted too, I knew I just had to find the guy that looks like me, or else I was bound to lose my mind. Where is the guy that looks like me? He won't ever let me be. Why don't he quit bugging me, that doggone guy that looks like me? Goodbye, and I thought I'd die. My life was a total wreck. I lost my money and then my honey and even my self-respect. But that was when the fate stepped in, as sweet as fate can be. I met a ginchy gal and she was the gal of the guy that looks like me. She was really built and her eyes were blue and her lips were red like wine. I could see that she took me for he, and what was his was mine. The knot was tied, she become my bride, I'm as happy as I can be. But what'll I do if she ever meets the guy that looks like me? Where is the guy that looks like me? I hope that he will let us be. If she saw him, then she would see I'm not the guy that looks like me.
Is that you, Myrtle?
Just a minute.
Is that you, Myrtle? Is that you, Myrtle? I guess you better send that scalawag home.
Guess you better send that scalawag home.
I took my gal to the picture show. She promised me a kiss when we got home. My heart was a-jumping and I couldn't hardly wait to get her in my arms, but her daddy was away.
Is that you, Myrtle?
Yes, Papa.
Is that you, Myrtle?
Just a minute.
Is that you, Myrtle? Is it you, Myrtle? I guess you better send that scalawag home.
I guess you better send that scalawag home.
One night we were sitting in the old Ford swing. I tell you, it was the squeakiest thing. Every time I tried to move in close, I could hear them big feet hit the floor.
Is that you, Myrtle?
Did I hear Papa?
Is that you, Myrtle?
Just a minute.
Is that you, Myrtle? Is that you, Myrtle? I guess you better send that scalawag home.
I guess you better send that scalawag home.
plan all of my own. We pulled off shoes about a mile from home. Soon as we turned in off of the street, flee to my soul, he heard the patter of her feet.
Is that you, Myrtle?
Yes, Papa.
Is that you, Myrtle?
Well, just a minute.
Oh, he's at you, Myrtle. He's at you, Myrtle. I guess he better send that scalawag home.
I guess he better send that scalawag home.
He's at you, Myrtle. He's at you, Myrtle. I guess you better send that scalawag home.
I guess you better send that scalawag home.
Sitting in the blackberries, watching bees go buzz, I can feel them. Bell shot comes in, the gopher's coaching, not a deep dish, and I watch it blow. Riding gators in the breeze, collecting pumps for me.
Another great new record, man. The new Shannon and the Clams record that came out last year. The moon is in the wrong place, and that's Dolly's Clock. We heard, oh, I love that tune. The Carlisle, Is That You, Myrtle? That goes way back when. And then The Guy That Looks Like Me by Big Shorty and The Pile Driver, Zombo in Your Brain, playing new music finds from 2025. Just trying to enrich your lives. And once again, how I find the music. I get a lot of help from you guys, a lot of help from friends, a lot of just a lot of stuff. But if I like it the first time I hear it, you know, not like, oh, it grows on you, have to listen to it 7 or 8 times. I'm very instinctual when it comes to, oh, I like that song. And I said, wow, perhaps the other folks with Zombo in their brains might like that the first time they hear it. And it's very enjoyable. But it's also a two-way street. This last year, somebody turned me on the band called the Dustbirds. And if you're listening, thank you very much. I want to play a couple tunes by this band called the Dustbirds. They said, oh, you should play some Dustbirds. I go, mm-hmm. And usually when I get a request from somebody, I do check it out. And for the most part, it's, you know, adequate. But it doesn't really knock it out of the park like some of this stuff. Like, this is great. Sometimes I'll get, like, Hawkwind. I never really was into Hawkwind until you guys, hey, you should play this song. I go, damn, these guys, this is good. So it is really nice. That's why I really think that this show is important to listen to. Because it grows your brain. You know, keep listening to new music. You know, keep challenging yourself. You know, grow. And that's the thing. Grow and think. It just seems to be a good thing to do. It seems that being curious in this world is pretty amazing. You know, always looking for the same things is a waste of life. You know, and try different stuff. It's not gonna might kill you. If you died trying new stuff. What was I gonna tell you guys? I just wanted to say, hey, all right, let's get back into the Dustbirds. I want to actually play a couple of tunes from them, and then we're just gonna hang out a bit more, chat a bit more, and have at it. Here is Chao Mondo. Once again, Dustbirds, Zombo in Your Brain.
Maria, I got something for you.
Told you it was good stuff. The Dust Birds, that was Big Noise in the Jungle. Before that, Ciao Mando. And it was one of my three female listeners. I think it might have been Eve that turned me on to the Dust Birds later last year, regardless. And so I learned a lot from you guys. Also, I get some confusing messages from you guys. A friend of mine from a long time, still a friend now, referred to me as a civic activist. And I thought that was a very strange thing. I am not a civic activist. I'm kind of like a doggy type. Here's basically the show is I'm just say I'm a dog tied up outside. Okay, now it's nice weather, so don't worry, I'm not out in the cold. And I see something going on, and I start barking. That's it. I'm pretty much a coward on the radio. I don't really do much other than just bark. And, I think a lot of us do that. That's why we feel so helpless about things in these kind of situations that we're put in. All you can do is arf, arf. That's all you can do, man. You can just arf, arf at it and then hope somebody does something. Now, I used to be a financial activist. I used to throw money. Not a lot, but, at candidates and give them money. And then I just kind of figured, you know what? Capitalism took over the electoral system. And you're not going to win. You're not going to win the money bet. You can say, wow, I donated $1,000 to Bernie Sanders. Oh, yeah? Well, there's another guy that's going to donate $1 billion to a bunch of guys that are going to plan on just drowning out his message. And I guess the best thing I could say is I'm like a yappy dog tied up outside, and I see injustices, and I see things that make me sad, and I see things that make other people miserable, and I just arf arf about it, and then hope somebody does something. Isn't that crazy? Hope somebody does something. That's why everybody feels so lost. Because there's nobody really doing anything. Oh, we're going to sue them. They got unlimited money. Someone needs to grab these people by the neck and just throw them onto the gutter. End of story. But there's nobody that can do that. It's impossible. When you play by the rules, you lose against cheaters. That's the American way. And that's how we ended up where we are right now. Son of a gun. And you know, when you look at it, I mean, you really haven't been that... I mean, I love it here, but all nations are just screwy, you know. Most nations are based on, you know, killing a tribe, taking their land, and then hopefully nobody's going to kill you and take your land, and then you figure out how to get other people not to kill you and take your land and your stuff. Yeah, bizarre. The whole thing of war is so bizarre. Like some guy says, oh, "Okay, you go kill those guys," and like, wow, I don't even know this guy. So it's so weird. Oh my God, the earth is such a funny place, you know. It's a little speck in the middle of the abyss, and oh, the comedy, oh, the irony. Yeah, it is on the unbelievable lack of what we do from our potential, you know. We are like, really, we're, oh, my God, I can't believe a football coach got get rid of that football coach. And some people, that takes up space in their brain. Football coach. And yet you'll see the everything around the world just is so, maybe that's a nice little island to go to. I want to go over here and watch my football, and this way I can escape. And this show is kind of an escape, too. I don't know. What am I talking about? Who cares? Arf, arf. That's all I got to say. Arf, arf. Okay, here it comes. The Child. It's a Billie Holiday tune redone by Alex Gopher. Zombo in Your Brain playing the new music. Fangs from 2025 and ranting like a third-rate brother Theodore.
Damn, that sky shall get... Them that's not shall lose. That's got his own. shall lose. That's got his own.
Cosmic child. There's a star.